Welcome back, or welcome to Golf Nerds with Guy Cross. I listened back to my podcast last week, so there's something really important I need to say. I'm walking around outside, so you hear birds and cars and people. Yeah, if you want to hear a podcast recorded into a beautiful microphone in a lovely studio, I strongly suggest you listen to The Cut BBC Golf Podcast. If you want to listen to some guy mouth off about golf, wandering around, chatting into a microphone plugged into his phone, this is the place to be. Before I get into the couple of golf things that happened, did you not think that the internet is a bit dull? That the commercialization of the internet has meant that the Wild West that was the online world in the mid to late 90s has now become like the Walmart web, the Walmart World Wide Web. Like you just go in and pick your favorite commercial product website. Ugh, vile. Social media changed that for about an hour and a half, where people were creating content. They weren't just consuming content, they were creating content. But then money got involved in social media content creation, and back to boring, bland, sponsor-driven content we go. So, you guys should be listening to podcasts that are just people doing stuff they love. And yep, I will have guests on my podcasts again. I will even, I've now edited up my two podcasts with guests I've got in the can. And when I can't record one on a Monday, I'll probably throw one of them up. I will vomit it onto the internet. No, you know what I mean, I'll throw it online. But in the meantime, I have a couple of guests who I'm desperate to chat to, but they are not desperate to chat to me. I know one of them listens to this podcast, and he's already turned me down. I think he's too famous. But anyway, in fact, two of them listen to this podcast, and they both turned me down. Also too famous. You know who you are if you've turned me down. So that's a very interesting tangent about media content online. It's not just podcasts and YouTubes, it's everything. And does that mean I wouldn't take a sponsor for my podcast? Heck no. Of course I'd take a sponsor. Am I going to now say, oh, it's got to be the right person who aligns with... No, it's got to be someone who does something that, like, inspires me. Now, you can inspire me with a bag of money, or you can inspire me with a cool product. But there's got to be something into it. This podcast takes me about 30 minutes a week. I don't really promote it anymore, and I don't really, spend much time editing. You'd be surprised to hear that, wouldn't you? Like, after listening to the last couple, yep, I'm not tucked away in an edit suite for ages, you know, tweaking plugins in Pro Tools for you audio heads. No, I'm not doing that. I'm just dropping this live. It's a stream of consciousness, loosely planned, fueled by caffeinated, carbonated beverages. But that's what I love about social media, and that's what I like. A content producer with something to say, who's willing to actually say it, rather than the wonderful websites and podcasts that have gone the way of money and then have to be careful about what they say. It's boring, isn't it? So I would take money from anyone. But they'd have to endorse me kicking it raw. Because Strictly Handheld is the style we rock this. And it will always be like that. So, do you know what? I've just been having an argument on Facebook. Now, it's been said that arguing online is like... That's a bad joke. I'm not sure I'm ready to cross that line. Arguing online is like competing in a race where everybody loses, even if you win. And, you know, that's right, but sometimes people get my goat and they get my gander right up. And one of those moments is when I see someone trying to fleece my friends or fleece people who are lacking in money. And let me tell you, there's a lot of that going on in the golf industry. A lot of people try and take money away from golfers or even golf coaches. And, you know, there's very few golf coaches that are seriously getting paid. Most of us are just struggling to, you know, keep ourselves in Pro V1 and Diet Coke. And I can't even afford Pro V1s. I can afford Diet Coke though. If I stopped buying the Diet Coke, I could probably afford Pro V1s, but I won't buy Titleist because they're twats. But if I did want to buy Titleist golf balls, no, that doesn't make sense. I'd never want to buy Titleist golf balls. I'd probably buy some other golf balls. Those TaylorMade TP5s look good. I played them. Not quite snippy enough for me, for my own personal taste, but solid bit of gear. Yeah, if I did want to buy expensive golf balls, I could cut down on the Diet Cokes and I'd probably have plenty of money for that. But then, you know, life's about making quality decisions. So, people trying to fleece money out of golf coaches, I don't like. I spotted someone online trying to do that, to the point that the CEO of that organisation stepped in to back up his minion when all I'd done is ask him one simple question about competency within that organisation. Obviously touched a nerve if the CEO stepped in. But it was good, because I'd asked that CEO in a previous online discussion the value of his product to me as a golf instructor. And like, I'm really happy to invest in your product if you can evidence to me how that investment would be returned in real hard financial terms, not just an esoteric, you know, oh, you'll be a much better coach. Yeah, great, I'm already a fantastic coach. I want to see numbers. I want you to tell me that if you buy this product, if you buy it, you'll make more money. And to back that statement up, our top 100 users of this product, which we track, this is like, you know, 50 of them saying, I'd be Jack Diddley without this product. Or something like that. You know, I'm trying not to name the product because I don't want, not because I'm scared of them. I'm not scared of them in the slightest. I just don't want you to Google them. I don't want you to give them any traffic whatsoever. Like, if, you know, some of you are in the same groups and forums and stuff online that I'm in, then that's why you listen to this podcast. You may have seen the argument, and that's great. You know what it's about. But anyone else, you are not going to their website because I don't want you to be sucked in by their bullshit. So, yeah, this product has a top 100 users who are golf coaches generally. And I had two questions. One, can you show me how this would get me more work, or, you know, as a golf coach? Two, can you tell me how many of the people who in your top 100 are actually full-time golf coaches? I've yet to receive a reply to that. Now, that's like really basic due diligence on making an investment, in my opinion. if I spend money out, will I get money back? I am really happy to spend money on golf qualifications. I do so every year, even though my golf business is very small. I spend money on my own personal development. Will I continue to do that? Maybe, maybe not. I'm thinking of jacking it all in, to be honest, and just playing golf with my friends. But that's a matter for a different podcast. But if I keep working in golf, I will certainly spend money on my own personal development. You'd be a fool not to, right? You've got to stay on the cutting edge, on the bleeding edge. I got into a fight online. Fight's still ongoing. You can have a look for it if you want. You've probably got better things to do. I certainly have, so I went for a Diet Coke and recorded a podcast. I think I'm going to block the guys involved because then they don't exist in my life anymore. It's a really good piece of advice for anyone online. If someone upsets you on the internet, block them and they're dead. They don't exist anymore in your world. And your world becomes a happier place. And if other people keep talking about that person, it reminds you of how bad you felt, block them too. They've gone. And you know, I've had to say once or twice to like real friends, I'm sorry mate, I blocked you on Facebook. And they're so, why? I'm like, because you were talking about this person. Again, I won't mention it because I don't want to give them any marketing. And that person pisses me off. You're like, yeah, but you know, like, you can stop talking about them, and I'll unblock you. But until that point that you promised me, I'm just not going to. You're dead to me now on Facebook. But fortunately, you're my real friend, and I value our friendship so much that I give you my actual time, not just Facebook clicks. So you know, you're still my friend. I just, you know, don't look at your Facebook anymore. And to be fair, I don't actually look at Facebook of many real friends anyway, because I don't need to, because they're my real friends. If you're my real friend, one, what the heck are you doing? Listen to this. This is my therapy. But if you're my real friend and I want to tell you something, I don't record a podcast or put it on Facebook. I tell you when I see you. And if I don't see you often enough, I pick up WhatsApp and send you a voice message or Facebook Messenger, and I just tell you. And if I want to hear about your day, I ask you. That's how friendships work in my experience. So Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, they are for like looking at interesting or entertaining stuff in certain specific fields. I'm not so interested in seeing photos of people's kids, really. But I am. Like, I've got some friends who I love seeing photos of their kids growing up, which is why I will ask them to send me photos of their kids. They always say yes. If one of my mates has told me he's going out for a wicked burger, and I'm thinking about, oh, I wonder what that burger was like, I'll send him a message and say, hey, did you take a photo of that burger? What was the place like? That's friendship, not social media. Anyway, should we just leave it there? Fuck the US Open. Yeah, Gary Woodland won. To be fair, he played pretty solid golf. How long have I been rolling? Just let me... 14 minutes. I could just kick it in the can right there. Now, US Open. To be fair, quality tournament. I think Gary Woodland... was nails down the stretch. That chip off the fringe or off 17 green, that took some cojones to, you know, the margins on getting that shot right were minimal. The way he played it as well, that was rock solid golf. I'm not sure I'd have taken that on. I mean, and that's why I've not just won a major championship. But I'm not sure I'd have taken that on in anything other than just for fun. Like, if you play golf with me, and we're not playing super serious, I will often throw a ball down just because I see a shot I fancy and I want to try it. I usually, you know, blade it or whatever, but, you know. But, and I can't see a time where I'd ever want to play a lob off the tightest of tight lies to a really tricky pin to win a major championship. That's just not, it's not what I fancy doing with my free time. The putt, you know, a putt of that length would have been horrible, but, you know, doable. If he could have bumped one in with a 7-iron again, fine. I thought he might have cracked out a hybrid or something and run it up there. You know those? It gives you that option when you could lob simply to get over a hill. But and you need, you know, you need some control on the other end. The chip comes off the face of the hybrid, so, excuse me, so much hotter. I think it would have worked in that situation, but I don't think he played a bad shot or the wrong shot. He played something magnificent. If I was giving you a golf lesson, I would have probably told you to pull your hybrid or fairway wood and did a long, long putt with that club. Yeah, Brooks, Bruce Koepka, he did a solid job. 4 rounds in the 60s in the US Open. Only one other person has done it. Brooks Koepka got beat by that guy. It was Gary Woodland. So all credit to Bruce. He did great. He did a great 4 games golf. And he's got to be a favourite for the Open in Portrush. If I talked about how much I love that part of the world, Portrush. Never played golf there. I'd love to. But, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful part of the planet. And, you know, I say with some authority as someone who's been to quite a few countries, I would happily, happily go on another vacation to that coast. I went there in February about 3 years ago and it was cold as, and it was still an amazing, amazing trip. Didn't have golf clubs with me, still was amazing. I'd love to go back with golf clubs, but I'd equally love to go back without them. Yes, yeah, so British golfers didn't do great. Let me tell you something though, something I read on Tinterweb today. Justin Rose, who kind of wobbled his way backwards on the Sunday. Did you know that Axis putter he was using was his number one choice when he was looking for a new sponsor? When he was looking for a new putter once he was free from his sponsor, TaylorMade. Fine. His number two choice, Directed Force putter. Go back to Golf Nerds episode 1. You will see or hear an interview with the designer of that putter, Bill Perese. I still haven't put one in my bag. I plan to. Basically, I'm waiting for the money to work out or for Bill to hear this podcast and decide to send me one. Unlikely to happen. I'm more likely to get the money. Cha-ching on that personal use discount, though. Thanks, Bill. I think that's me. US Open came, went. Gary Woodland played well. Lexi playing well again, second at the weekend. Brooke Henderson won in the ladies' game. Some other golf went on around the world. Webb was a bit of a... Yeah, it was a bit of a shocker on the web. It was a playoff, and I think the wrong guy won, but I wasn't following it closely. I tell you what is not a shocker is the amount of Asian guys rinsing golf on the web.com tour. Not a shocker, just the quality of Asian golfers coming through is becoming very similar to the LPGA. And that, again, is a topic for another podcast. You know what? Next time I'm dry, next time I haven't got an idea for a podcast, what I'm going to do is listen to this one back, because it's been full of like random tangents I could go off on. But I think I've been going a decent amount of time now, and... yeah, I've got stuff to do, so thanks for listening. I really appreciate you giving me your time. I hope you appreciate me giving you my time for free. And for the love, I adore the podcast. All I ask in return is find me a message telling me that you love it. Even find me one telling me you hate it. I don't know why you listen if you hate it, though. Leave me a comment, a review, click 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts. If you use Google Podcasts, please get a new podcast app. Send me a message and I'll give you some suggestions. Podbean, another wonderful podcast client. Yeah, that's all I ask in return. Every week, I come to record a new podcast. And my podcast app that I use to record this, that's advertised after I hit stop, tells me how many plays I've had across a whole multitude of platforms. It uses witchcraft to calculate that. And just now I saw the US Open, fuck yeah, had 890 plays, which is great. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. It's lovely chatting to you. Right, on that note, have a wonderful time. Play some great golf. Go low! See you next week.